Chapter 1. I am the true vine. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. John 15, verse 1. I want you to picture something with me. Jesus is sitting with his disciples, and he says five words that change everything. I am the true vine. Not a vine, not one of many vines. The true vine, the real deal, the original. And then he says his Father, God Almighty, is the gardener, the one who tends the vine, who nurtures it, who decides what stays and what goes. So where does that leave us? We're the branches. That's it. We're the branches. And the branch has exactly one job, not 17, not 100. One, stay connected and produce fruit. Now I know that sounds simple, and it is simple, but simple doesn't mean easy, because we have an incredible talent for complicating the things God made simple. We add programs and systems and 12-step processes and committees and subcommittees and a committee to oversee the subcommittee. And God is sitting there going, I just need you to stay on the vine and bear fruit. That's it. Here's the central question of this entire book, and I want you to sit with it. Am I producing fruit? Not am I busy. Not am I impressive. Not do people think I have it together. Am I actually producing fruit? Let me tell you a story. I love to garden. Something about getting my hands in the dirt. It's the Italian in me, I can't help it. So a couple years ago, I got a tomato plant and stuck it in a pot in my backyard. Got some good soil, gave it plenty of sun, watered that thing like it was my child. And let me tell you, it grew. Oh, it grew. This tomato plant turned into a bush, big, green, leafy. The thing was thriving. It looked great. I was proud of it. But there was one problem. No tomatoes. Not one. Zero. I had the biggest, most beautiful tomato plant you've ever seen, and it didn't produce a single piece of fruit. All leaves. All show. Nothing to eat. And here's the thing. Nobody eats the leaves. You don't walk up to a tomato plant and start picking leaves for your salad. You don't put leaves on your sandwich. You don't slice up a leaf for your pasta sauce. We eat the fruit. The leaves might look nice, but they're not the point. And God showed me something through that ridiculous tomato plant that I'll never forget. Some people's lives look exactly like that. Impressive. Lots of vines, lots of leaves, lots of shade for people to sit under. Status, wealth, influence, a big platform, a nice title. And from the outside, everybody's walking by going, wow, look at that. What an amazing plant. But when you look closely, when you really get in there and push the leaves aside and search for what actually matters, there's nothing. No fruit. Just an impressive exterior with nothing of substance to show for it. That's a hard word, but it's a true word. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with having nice things or being successful. I'm a businessman, you know that. I believe in prosperity. I believe God wants his people blessed. But the blessings are supposed to produce something. They're supposed to be connected to a purpose. If your life looks amazing, but you're not producing anything for the kingdom, you've got a leaf problem. And look, I'm preaching to myself here, because I've been that tomato plant. I've had seasons where my life looked phenomenal on the outside. Great business, nice car. People thought I had it all together, but spiritually, nothing was growing. Nothing of eternal value was being produced. I was all leaves and no fruit. Jesus didn't say, I am the true vine. Now go grow as many leaves as possible. He said, bear fruit. Produce something. Let your life count for something beyond the leaves. So here's where we start. Before we talk about pruning, before we talk about remaining, before we talk about the harvest and the commission and everything else, we start with an honest inventory. Look at your life, not the outside, the real thing. Push past the leaves. Push past the impressive stuff. And ask the question, where's the fruit? Because if you can answer that honestly, everything else in this book will make sense. And if you can't find any fruit, don't panic. That's exactly why you're reading this. That's exactly why God put this book in your hands. Because he's not done with you. The gardener is still working. The vine is still flowing. And the branch, that's you, still has the potential to produce the most incredible fruit you've ever seen. But first, you've got to stop admiring the leaves.